5 of them so far.
The fact that all 5 of the dates that I arranged for you went bad should tell both of us something, she said, trying for a soothing note.
It tells me something, all right. It tells me that you screwed up 5 times.
She had known that this would be a difficult conversation, but she had not expected him to be quite so rigid about the matter. After all, it was obvious that the project had not been a success. One would have thought that he would have been content with merely demanding that his money be refunded. His icy determination not to be dismissed from her client roster was starting to make her a little uneasy. Belatedly, it occurred to her that Gabe was accustomed to fighting for what he wanted. She should have known that he would not abandon a goal without a battle. She propped her elbows on the desk and balanced a capped pen between her forefingers, buying herself a little time to compose her arguments. Nothing was ever simple between a Madison and a Hart, she reminded herself. The younger members of the two families liked to pretend that the old feud that had erupted between their grandfathers and destroyed a thriving business empire all those years ago didn't affect them. But they were wrong. The fallout had echoed down through 3 generations. Gabe was living proof that the past had the power to haunt.
I feel I have lived up to my part of the arrangement, she said. I have sent you out on 5 dates in the past 3 weeks.
Big deal. 5 dates. I paid for 6.
You have complained about all 5 dates. In my opinion, a 6th date would be a total waste of everyone's time.
Those 5 bad dates were your fault. His jaw tightened. Or maybe the fault of your computer program. Doesn't matter. The point is, they weren't good matches.
Really?
She gave him a small, brightly polished smile.
I can't imagine how they could have been anything but perfect matches. According to my computer analysis, the women I paired you with met over 85% of your requirements.
Only 85%? Well, there's your problem.
He grinned humorlessly.
The real issue here is that you and your computer aren't doing a very good job. You haven't found me any 100% matches.
Get real, Gabe.
She put the pen down very precisely, using both fingers.
There is no such thing as a 100% perfect match. I use a computer program, not a magic wand.
So go for 95. He spread his hands. I'm flexible.
Flexible?
She stared at him, completely nonplussed, for 2 or 3 seconds, and then she swallowed a laugh.
No offense, but you're about as flexible as one of those steel beams they use in high-rise construction projects.
And just as tough, she thought. His hallmark uniform, expensive steel-gray suits, charcoal-gray shirts, silver and onyx cufflinks, and striped silver and black ties, had taken on near legendary status in the Northwest business community, which tended toward a more relaxed look. But the classy attire was poor camouflage for an iron will that had been forged in a strong fire. The evidence of that will was plain to see. At least it was obvious to her. It was there in the way he moved with the unconscious grace of a natural hunter. It was clear in the way he held himself, and in the cool, remote, watchful expression in his eyes. Always on the alert, even when he appeared to be relaxed. There was a centered quality to him that was so strong it formed an invisible aura around him. This was a man who did nothing on impulse. A man in control. What worried her the most, she admitted silently, was that she found him both compelling and fascinating. In one sense, she had known Gabe all of her life. He hailed from Eclipse Bay on the coast of Oregon, where her family had always maintained a summer and vacation home. Growing up, she had encountered him from time to time in the small town, but he was a Madison. Everyone knew that Madison males were trouble. Nice girls might indulge a few fantasies, but they didn't date Madisons. That, coupled with their complicated family history and the fact that he was 5 years older than she, had formed a huge barrier. The stone wall had not been breached until the wedding of her sister Hannah to his brother Rafe a few months ago. The event had shocked and delighted the entire town, leading to